The Planter's Place podcast is brought to you by Osmocote, the planter's plant food.
Hey everybody, Ellen Wells here with another Just Veggies podcast. If you don't know me, I am also the author of the Just Veggies blog right here at plantersplace.com. Today we will be talking about a new pepper called Red Impact. Red Impact is a 2024 All-America Selections winner. Congrats to Red Impact. It is one of those elongated peppers, but we'll get to that in a moment. I absolutely love cooking with red peppers. They just have so much more flavor than a green bell pepper, and they really do add such a touch of color, whether you are using them fresh or you are roasting them. And it just makes a dish like tabbouleh, for instance, or pizza really stand out when you have that pop of red pepper. The problem is, I have really never been able to grow red peppers, or peppers in general. Gosh, I really try. You may or may not know that there are several different types of sweet peppers. We are all familiar with the bell pepper. I would describe its shape as a bit of a cube, pretty much as tall as it is wide, and it has a boxy shape. However, the type of red peppers that I lean toward when I am in the market are the ones that are just as wide as a bell pepper, but are much longer and also a little bit tapered at the bottom. It's an elongated red pepper. And I did not know this until I just read some information about it, but these types of peppers are notoriously difficult to grow. Maybe that's my issue. Anyway, so that brings us to the actual pepper we're talking about today. It is called Red Impact. And as I said, it is an All-America Selections winner for 2024. And this pepper promises to diminish the difficulty level in growing these elongated type peppers. Through the organization's vigorous trialing program, in multiple locales throughout the country, I want to say they have like a dozen or more different trialing locations throughout the U.S. They have found that Red Impact is not just easy to grow, but it also has thick and sweet walls. That's what you call a pepper. You call them walls. And it's sweet even when it is still green. It ripens to a dark red, and all the fruits have a uniform shape and size. The plant itself is pretty tall. You will need some stakes for sure to grow these. And it is also resistant to a bunch of different diseases that typically impact peppers. So those are all good things right there. Okay, so if you decide to grow Red Impact, if you find it out there anywhere, you will want to know a few more details. And those include, so it gets to be a height of about 28 to 36 inches. That's 3 feet tall. And it also is pretty wide, 16 to 24. So a pepper plant that's 3 feet by 2 feet, you will definitely want to use some stakes or probably a cage with this pepper. Each pepper is about 7 inches long on average, and the average weight is 9 ounces, which is pretty, you know, substantial. And they say that you will get about 10 to 15 fruits per plant. I did the math here. So I did 9 ounces times 15 potential peppers per plant, and that will get you about 8 pounds of peppers per plant. That's a lot of pepper. That's pretty good. Now, if you buy these in a store, in a garden center or something, and you plant them out in your garden, expect to have a harvest ready in about 75 days. If you happen to find the seeds and you sow the seeds, you will have about 90 days until you get a harvest. Now, don't just take my word for it that this is a good pepper. I have actually not grown it. Let's talk to the people who actually did grow this pepper, and those would be the judges who do the evaluations for the All America Selections trialing program. Those judges have said when they grew this plant, and they don't really know the names of the plants when they're growing them. They just like variety one, variety two. So when they were evaluating this plant compared to other comparable varieties, they had nothing but really good words for this pepper. Some of the comments, they were just really immensely impressed by the size of the fruits. One judge wrote, "Entry did have huge fruits compared to the comparisons, which made the harvest easier." And he went on to say that he or she went on to say that the they were it was easier to harvest because they were red and you could see them through all the foliage. Another judge wrote, "The sheer size of these peppers is astonishing. They are literally almost 100% larger than the others, volumetrically speaking." Insanity. That's the judge's word, not mine. How's that for a recommendation? Well, that's it on the topic of red impact pepper. If you see it, why not grow it? That's it for me. Have a great day in the garden.
To learn more from our gardening experts, join the community at plantersplace.com. And be sure to like Osmocote Plant Food on Facebook. Thanks for tuning in to the Planters Place podcast.